Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You could ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
In a conspiracy like this, you build from the outer edges and you go step by step.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Ain't no man ever got the best of me, and there ain't gonna be!
Ladies and gentlemen...
Yes, sir, happy days are here again.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated, but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. Straight up, today, I've got a fantastic show for you. I'm talking about the superstar that she is, the diva, the queen of the media when it comes to MMA, folks, and the baddest chick on the planet, Rowdy Ronda Rousey, will be about 35, make it 37 minutes past the hour. Plus, we'll be joined by the world lightweight champion. That's right, UFC lightweight champion, the man that's taking on Gilbert Melendez in the UFC on Fox 7. I'm talking about Benson Henderson. That's right, Benson Henderson and Rowdy Ronda Rousey in the house, folks, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, UFC 157 just hours away. Liz Carmachia, Ronda Rousey in the all-female main event. Now, remember, this is a sport or an entity, the UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championships, that never had a woman perform underneath their banner before. They had her perform under other companies in which they owned. I'm talking about, like, the Strike Force and things like that. Of course, she is the former Strike Force champion. Now she's going to be the UFC bantamweight champion. It's 135 pounds. Of course, the big question is, what happened to Chris Cyborg Santos in the Super Fight of 2013? Her and Ronda supposed to hook it up, millions of bucks on the line, and she goes and signs with another company? We'll talk about that and more right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hi, this is Acos the Solutionist, host of My Cool Inventions radio show. Putting on a few extra pounds? Who isn't? What if all this famous TV doctor stuff about green coffee extract really worked? What if these people really are losing 17 pounds in 22 weeks, like he says? Well, stop spending all you can afford. We found a great formula found right here in America. It's the real thing. I changed my lifestyle, and I'm losing weight. You should, too. A 30-day supply of green coffee extract normally sells for $39.99. But if you act right now, we'll triple that offer. That's not 1 month supply. That's a 3 month supply, still only $39.99. Can't beat that. Call 1-800-680-0701. That's 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com. That's mycoolgadgets.com to claim your offer. If you don't lose the weight, send back the bottles and we'll refund the money you spent on the bottle. How cool is that? Call 1-800-680-0701. Or go to mycoolgadgets.com right now to get your green coffee extract. What do you have to lose? Oh, yeah. Your weight.
Ready, go!
A jump kick by Goes.
Yeah.
Little crouching tiger, hidden dragon action there.
Oh, what is this? Capoeira.
I think he's just doing that to get him excited because he thinks maybe if he grabs his leg, he'll go to the ground. But it might work. We don't know. Goes for the single, Coleman getting him down, Coleman getting him into a, Coleman grinding away that right hand.
Through the body again.
Allen's got him down now, Allen's on the bottom, he's got Coleman where he wants him. If Allen gets a close guard around him, Allen's going to have him where he wants him. He's playing Allen's game here. Allen wants this kind of a fight, he wants him on the ground.
Oh, that's a good shot.
Coleman should throw a knee here. To the top of Allen's head.
There we go.
There it is. He's not going to be able to take too many. Oh, he's
knocked out.
Is he knocked out?
He's
out.
I think he's knocked out.
He's out. He's out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look at this. Look at this. He's attacking Mark. He's attacking Mark. He doesn't know what to do. Mark wants to hit him.
And I think it was that this knee right here, that's the one that did it. Because see him fall on the side. It's a lot like what happened when Igor Bochanchin KO'd Kerr and got a no contest because at that time, these knees were not legal.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hot damn, now you're talking.
Mm-hmm, the horns of the mighty Tower of Power. If you caught the boxing hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we featured trainer, world-class trainer Jeff Mayweather, the uncle of Floyd Mayweather Jr. Of course, he trains King Mo. Muhammad Lawal, of course, he was stopped the other night by Manuel Newton. Wow. I mean, good Lord. Boom, boom. Spinning back fist, lights out. It was one of those million and one shots, but it came true. The bottom line is the Bellator Fighting Championships, they are where it's at as far as MMA is concerned. Hungry MMA artists going at each other tooth and nail Thursday nights. Spike TV, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, right after TNA Wrestling. They did 737,000 homes on Thursday night. The Ultimate Fighter did 1.1 million homes on FX Cable. MMA's drawing, no question about that. Now, tonight, you've got how do I put this? You can't describe Ronda Rousey. You can't put her in one. You can't pigeonhole her anywhere. I mean, she can act a little bit. She's a bit of a comedian. She can fight for real. She can talk the talk. She can walk the walk. I mean, she's not afraid to call Michael Phelps, you know, less than desirable to be around. She's not afraid to call Kim Kardashian a skank. She's not afraid to try to cut interviews short when she's tired. I mean, she is, and don't call her princess. I learned this. You know, she is like, she's right now on top of the world. You've seen her on HBO Real Sports this week. I mean, long, long segment. I was in Dallas, Texas, there for the passing of my boxing judge friend, Spider Bynum. He hasn't passed yet, but he's in hospice, and Spider only has a couple of days, according to doctors, because his kidneys have failed. But he was a judge of many world title fights in the world of boxing, like Larry Holmes and Salvador Sanchez and great guys like that. Anyway, the bottom line is, when I interviewed Ronda this week, and you'll hear the interview a little bit later in this show, she was upbeat about fighting Liz Carmichael. She wants to get it over with. Just like every fighter, when they go into a fight, all they really want to do is get it over. All these
these you know, people asking you questions about the fight. Nah, just go away. Leave me alone. Let me fight, you know. And then, of course, the anxiety of the day of the fight. That sort of comes and plays a part, you know, when you show up at the arena and you've got butterflies in your stomach and it's churning and this and that. And it's not the greatest feeling in the world, but, you know, Liz Carmacci is going to feel that tonight when she steps into the Honda Center down there in Anaheim, California. And Ronda will feel the butterflies as well. If she doesn't, she's crazy. Because if you don't feel the butterflies, like I didn't feel the butterflies for one fight, I got licked like a stamp. Remember that saying right there, licked like a stamp. But no, I got the snot kicked out of me. Wasn't afraid of this guy. Had beaten up in the gym several times. Had beaten guys and had beaten him. I mean, it should have been no contest. And it wasn't. Him beating on me like a pair of bongo drums. Ronda mentioned Renan Barrail beating Michael McDonald last week on USC on Fuel TV. Of course, that was from Fuel TV number 7. That was from London, England. He looks like the real deal. He hasn't lost a fight in a long time, and he's going to be a very, very tough. Listen, all these guys, you know, these guys from Brazil. I mean, this is a little bit different for them than it is the fighters from America. Much like, you know, the fighters from Russia now entering the world of boxing. They're hungrier. They just seem to be a little bit hungrier because of their environment and their past. So, you know, when I see guys like Barrail looking like they can never lose, well, most of these guys can lose, of course, on so many different ways, tap outs and submissions and knockouts and points and disqualifications. I can go on and on, but lots of ways to lose in the world of mixed martial arts. But Barrail's looking good, no question about that. Ronda Rousey, as I said, 6-0, taking on Liz Carmacci, 7-2. Carmacci coming out of the closet, per se, for this fight, like I care. But I got to mention this because this is how they're selling the fight. Oh, she's coming out of the closet. Like we didn't know before that there were female gay fighters in the world of boxing and or mixed martial arts or tennis or golf or in any sport, per se. Come on, gymnastics. I can go on and on. You know, gay people are part of the society. Get with it, man, and stop discriminating against them. Liz Carmacci, I don't think you needed to come out for this because I sort of get the impression looking at you that, you know, you're a tough, tough chick. 7-2 is her record. Lyoto Machida, the semi-main event, co-main event, of course, former light heavyweight champion, taking on Dan Henderson. Dan Henderson, an awesome being at 41 years old, 29-8. Machida, 18-3. And not a big Dan Henderson fan because he takes these testosterone replacement therapy. You know, in other words, like legit steroids or free steroids because he's past 40 and they say his T level's low. Don't buy it. Hey, here's a star on the card. Uriah Faber, 26-6, the California kid. Former champion of the world extreme cage fighting, taking on Ivan Menjahar, 25-9. Faber, 26-6, former champion in the world extreme cage fighting. Of course, this is 135 pounds. He cannot make 125, so if he can't win at this level, he's got to just hang it up. But the kid's got charisma about him. He can sell tickets. He can sell pay-per-views. Court McGee's on the card as well, 13-3, taking on Josh Neer. Josh Neer's got a lot of fights, 33-12-1. He always makes you pay. He's one of those guys, if you don't pack your lunch, you're starving. You're going to get beat. Josh Koscheck, the guy from TMZ, the TMZ fighter. That's what I call him because every time I see him, he's either in the octagon or on TMZ, that gossip channel, you know, exiting the clubs in L.A. with them fine mamas on his arm. Anyway, 19-6 is Josh Koscheck, taking on always a rough and rugged Robbie Lawler. 19-9, they'll be fighting at 170 pounds. And a heavyweight fight worth watching because Tim Burr, something's got to give here. I think one of these guys is going to sleep. I'm talking about Brendan Schaub, 9-3. LeVar Johnson, 17-6. LeVar lives or dies by the submission. Brendan, he's got to win this fight. We'll see what happens. A crossroads fight for both guys. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Next up, the UFC lightweight champion of the world. That's right, Benson Henderson, one of the great fighters in the world of MMA, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
It is all over! Cain Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
Now, more Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is a quintessential MMA superstar. I'm talking about the UFC lightweight champion, Benson Henderson. Bendo, welcome to the Sports Byline Studios.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's a pleasure, man. I mean, to get royalty like you and Frank Mir in the studio. I mean, this is MMA royalty. We're honored.
No, man. It's an honor. We enjoy coming out here and doing these things, doing a little media tour, get to see some of the city, some other things we wouldn't normally be able to see, so it's cool.
So where have you been?
Downtown San Fran. I wouldn't normally be here.
Okay,
Hotel.
Okay, all right, but I mean, you've been to other cities like L.A. or Phoenix?
Oh, yeah, I've been to Tokyo, been to Jakarta, Indonesia, been to Seoul. So I got to do a little bit of traveling, so it's always nice to, if you can use your work, to travel.
That's how I got around the planet. When you fought Frankie Edgar, when you took lightweight championship, was that in Japan?
That was in Tokyo, yeah.
Okay. What's it like fighting in Japan? It's a different time zone. Does that mess a fighter up?
I would say it definitely can if you allow, like anything in life, though. If you allow it to, it can mess you up. You try to prepare for it, deal with it as best you can, but not, it's like the little things, I'd say. It's not just the time zone. The food, the people, just everything. You got to get used to it. Got to go with the flow. Some people are very rigid, and they have to have things their way, and they have to have it like this. And they don't get that, then they're off. And, oh, well, I didn't get this, I didn't get this. But if you're one of those guys who can just kind of go with the flow and, oh, the, you know, Japanese food, cool, awesome. I like sushi. I like noodles. Let's do it. Oh, you know, 12-hour time difference. Okay, cool, no problem. I'll handle it. I think I was able to do that, just go with the flow and, went my way.
The UFC lightweight champion is 155 pounds, is in the house. We're talking about Benson Henderson. They call him Bendo, of course. He takes on Gilbert Melendez in UFC on Fox 7. That is April 20th from San Jose, California, the HP Pavilion, or the Shark Tank, if you prefer. Gilbert Melendez, San Francisco boy, are they figuring he's going to bring some people down there and some tickets or what?
El Nino, I think they definitely think he is. He's going to bring a lot of people with them down to San Jose. Should be pretty cool, though. You know, I've been in hostile territory, so to speak, before. Like I said, my first fight in the UFC was in Toronto, the largest UFC in history ever, 55,000 people. Hometown native, I was facing Mark Bocek. And, you know, had 55,000 people, you know, screaming and wanting me to get my head knocked off. I was able to handle it, deal with it, and get my hand raised still. Hopefully do the same thing here in San Jose.
Okay, now, you brought up Toronto, and obviously we're talking about GSP, Georges St. Pierre. How good of a welterweight champion is he right now?
St. Pierre, I will admit, I'm man enough to admit, I forgot how good he was because he had such a long layoff. In his last fight against Condit, I was like, wow, I fell into the hype. I fell into the forgetting how good he was. His wrestling, his timing, his he's a wrestler. He just takes guys down. No, his stand-up is amazing too. Great stand-up. But he's the real deal, that's for sure.
The guy you took the lightweight championship, Frankie Edgar, the Jersey boy, they have him cutting off a leg. Did you know he's going to cut off a leg? He's going to go down to 135 pounds now. He went to 145 and couldn't deal with Jose Aldo, so he's going to go to 135 now. Dana White is saying that Frankie Edgar is going to come down from 145 pounds now to 135 pounds. Do you think he can make that kind of weight?
If he attempts it, I think he will do it. Frankie Edgar is one of those guys, tough fighter, great guy. He knows what he's doing when it comes to cutting weight, wrestled in college and stuff, so he's been doing it a long time. If he says he can do it, he can do it. We'll see how he performs when he does it, though.
BJ Penn, maybe the greatest lightweight in the history of MMA. What do you think about that accolade?
I definitely wouldn't disagree with it. BJ is one of my heroes, one of my idols. Great fighter. I love his passion that he brings to MMA. He's one of those guys. He does it because he loves it, not because he needs money, not because he wants fame, not because he does this or does that. He does it because he loves it. Anytime you, for me personally, when I see somebody who does something because they love it, because they have a passion for it, especially something as tough as fighting is, it's a joy to watch. It's pretty cool.
You fought like four times in a year. Is that a lot of wear and tear on your body, or do you like being active?
It's definitely kind of active. I fought four times, a couple times, but at the UFC level, the most I fought in a year was three times, and that's still pretty active. But you know, that being the case, I'm still pretty young in the sport. I still got a lot of room to grow and that sort of stuff. Three times is, I think, the most I'd want to fight in a year.
Okay, November 2011, February 2012, August 2012, and December 8, 2012. That's four times, like in 13 months. That's a lot of fights, man.
Yes, that definitely is. But, you know, sometimes when the UFC offers you a fight, you got to just say, okay, cool, let's go. Let's run with it. You know, if they offer you a fight and you say no once, you say no twice, you say no three times maybe, then you stop getting those offers. It's not good for you, not good for your career. So sometimes you have to just man up and take those.
Do you struggle to make 55 at all? I mean, I used to struggle to make 40, 39. And then they put me up to 47. Some guy almost killed me, so I went back to 39 in a minute. Okay, dropped down and weight again. But is it taxing to make 155?
It's as hard for me to make 55 as it is for any other 55-pounder. We're all in the sauna. Like, people don't realize when we're in the hotel getting down to the weight, we're all in the sauna together. Like, you're sitting next to your opponent a lot of times. You're all in the sauna. You're all working out on the treadmills, running next to each other. So it's just as tough for me as it is for, you know, any other guy making 55.
Okay. I was left-handed, and I fought a left-hander one time, and that was the guy that spanked me at welterweight and pushed me back to junior welterweight. Have you ever fought another left-handed opponent?
Jim Miller, I faced off, squared off with Jim Miller, and he fights as a southpaw. So, yeah, I have fought against a southpaw.
Is it unusual? I found it. I was, you know, I sparred with southpaws getting ready for this fight, man, but when that guy hit me, good Lord, that right hook came out of nowhere.
Actually, I have quite a few training partners who will fight as southpaws, so I'm not really used to it, actually. As used to it as fighting traditional. I can fight either or okay, but I'm pretty used to it. Nothing is too surprising when I face a southpaw.
2011, you wrestled for the United States in the World Jiu-Jitsu Championships. Talk to me about that.
I love to compete doing, you know, the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournaments. It's fun for me. It's not as nerve-wracking. There's not as much pressure as for fighting. I love to compete. I love to have fun, go out there and compete, whether it's a wrestling or whether it's jiu-jitsu, judo tournament, whatever the case may be. For me, doing a jiu-jitsu tournament is nice because I can go out there and have fun. If I lose, the weight of the world, UFC title on the line, there's nothing. If you lose, you lose. Oh, cool, awesome, great match, had fun. It's like going down the street to play a pickup game of basketball. There's no weight on playing a pickup game of basketball. There's no like, oh, man, we can't lose this game. You want to win simply for the sake of winning, but it's not like, oh, well, you lost the world championship. It's just go out there, have fun, do your thing. Oh, I lost. Oh, big deal, I lost. But maybe, you know, if I pay attention, I learn something. Oh, I got caught in an arm lock. I'm not going to get caught in that arm lock again, especially not in a fight because I was caught in a jiu-jitsu tournament.
Two wins over Frankie Edgar. You beat Nate Diaz, shut him out, virtual shutout there. You seem to be coming into your own. I mean, I've watched now for a couple of years since you were in the WEC for a while. But you seem to be coming into your own now. Do you feel yourself evolving, going to the, bringing up to this next level, this championship level? Do you see the difference in yourself from your 2 years ago?
To be honest, no, not really. To be honest, I think it's more just a culmination of the grind, staying on the grind, just getting better, improving. I like to get just 1% better every day, just improve on this. So it's not like a giant leap out of nowhere. Oh, I'm at the next level now. Oh, it's for a title fight. Oh, it's five rounds, and all of a sudden it's, you know, a whole nother story. But to me, it's more like just, you know, stay on the grind. Hopefully you have a couple of fights that are good matchups and, you know, stylistic matchups where the guy brings his best, you bring your best, and then the fans win where it's a great fight, it's awesome, and then you win, you get your hand raised.
You know what's sort of cool is you're fighting on Fox. And people don't have to spend $55 to see a fight. So all your people, hey, Benson's on Fox. I mean, this whole thing with Fox is taken off. I'm so glad they signed the deal. I really do. I think that, you know, being on pay-per-view and being Spike TV was cool, but it was a tool that brought you to a certain level. And now we need to go to the big level. And I think Fox is like, you know, the network. You know what I'm saying? As far as the big network's concerned. But what's it like? The Fox TV, I mean, there's possibly millions and millions of people watch you, millions more than would on pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. I like fighting on free TV. When I fought for the WC, it was on Versus. It's cool because you're not fighting just to the core demographic of males 18 to 31 years old or whatever.
There's females in that demographic now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the reason why is because we're reaching a broader audience.
Ronda Rousey has something to do with that?
Perhaps, but I think it started before then. In the WC days, watching on the Versus channel, I'd go to the grocery store. I'd have a 42-year-old soccer mom walk up to me. Hey, I was flipping through the channels, and you look like that. Are you a fighter guy? I was like, yes, ma'am, I am. I did fight. I was on, you know, the Versus channel. Like, oh, I saw you. I never watched MMA before, but now I'm a fan of MMA. I love watching you. So I like making converts. I like having fans who are outside the core demographic. So I think it's cool to fight for free TV. Plus Fox, I mean, Fox is huge. It's the biggest network, you know, there is, prime time, and they put all of their muscle behind promoting it. So it's very cool.
The esteemed lightweight champion of the world. I'm talking about the UFC champion, folks. Benson Henderson in the house, of course. The southpaw, the left-hander from Washington State, is taking on Gilbert Melendez April 20th, UFC on Fox 7 from San Jose, California. What does El Nino bring to the dance?
El Nino, he's tough. Probably the biggest thing about him is he's just tough. A great fighter, good boxing. He has pretty big power in his hands. What I think the best though thing about him that he has is that he comes from a great team. His team, the Scrap Pack, Nick and Nate Diaz and Jake Shields and all those guys, Daniel Roberts. Those guys are their family. They're brothers. You know if you mess with one of them, you're messing with all of them, you know? So I actually love that.
Didn't we see that on TV a couple years ago?
Yeah, exactly. But that's just who they are. That's how they are. You know they're going to have a great game plan for this fight because of the Nate Diaz fight. They're going to have a more well-scouted out. So I definitely expect them to have a better game plan heading into that showdown April 20th.
Okay. Anthony Pettis, is he in your future?
I certainly hope so. Him and I, we'll dance again, that's for sure.
You dance again? Because, you know, what's funny is that You beat Clay Guida. Clay Guida beat him. I mean, you got round and round, three-man thing, so.
Yeah. That's the way it goes sometimes. You know, this guy beats that guy. This guy beats this guy. Stylistic matchups, yada, yada, yada. All being said and done, I like just getting inside the cage and not playing the, oh, but he beat this guy. He beat this guy. Oh, but he lost to this guy. I just want to face him one-on-one. We'll see about it. So we will face off again at some point in time, but he has Jose Aldo, I believe, next on his plate.
The great Benson Henderson, folks, the main event fighter, the lightweight champion of the world, going April 20th, UFC on Fox TV, UFC on Fox 7 from San Jose, California. Benson, all the best to you.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks again for having me on.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs.
And how do you follow a line like that? Well, you follow it by bringing in the woman that said it. I'm talking about the rowdy one, Triple R, Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Last time she was here, I threw all kinds of accolades at her. She deserves them all. She is the queen of mixed martial arts. The rowdy one, Triple R, Rowdy, Ronda Rousey, going in the main event this Saturday, UFC 157 from Anaheim, California. Rowdy one, how's life treating you?
Life's treating me good.
Yeah?
I really don't have that many complaints at all. I'm just really, really busy. But after I win this fight, I will have zero complaints.
Okay. is being, I mean, you know, you've been on Conan. Where have you been lately? What big shows have you been on lately besides this one?
Oh, Jesus. I think they had a special, the HBO with Brian Gumbel was last night. They played that.
And that was pretty good.
Time magazine recently. It's just been a lot of stuff. We've been turning things down all over the place.
Okay, does this blow you away, this massive amount of media attention? Does this blow you away?
It's far more than I expected. I guess I thought that everybody did this much, and then I realized that I started hearing from all the different producers of all the different, you know, crews coming up to film things. They're like, no, we've never seen anything like this before. This is insane. I'm like, oh, man, I thought that, like, everyone else did this, and I was just being a wuss about it. But, nope, this is just chaos and insanity.
Okay. What about Cyborg Santos, the steroid monkey, convicted monkey, signing with another company? Does she want to fight you or what?
Yeah, I don't really understand that at all because Invicta, they do all-girl fights, and she was under contract with the UFC had her contract, and they said that not only would they let her fight Invicta, but they would pay all the bills. They would pay her fight purse. They would do everything. And then she just asked for a release and went and signed with the other promotion anyway. I don't really understand that logic at all.
So the super fight of 2013 is on hold.
Yeah, I mean, if the lightest you can be pumped up on steroids is 145, then the lightest you can be without them could be 135. We're not creating entirely new divisions just for her. She hasn't had a recorded win in like 3 years. I don't know where this sense of entitlement is coming from, and we're not going to, you know, oblige her. Sorry.
You know,
there's a lot of other girls that fight legit and train and have amazing records that deserve to come and have title shots that, you know, make sense.
Okay, we're talking with Ronda Rousey, folks, the main event, of course, UFC 157. She's taking on Liz Carmacci. Now, Liz, now usually, being an ex-fighter myself, I would say something like, I could lick that guy like a stamp, but I guess you wouldn't want to say that about Liz, seeing she's gay, huh?
No, I probably wouldn't use that phrase.
Okay, but here's what's up. The longest anybody's went with you is like 4 minutes and change. That was Maisha Tate. Sarah Kaufman told me and a couple other people she trained for 2 months to prevent the arm bar. 2 months of training got her like a minute in the ring, a minute in the octagon with you. What does that say about Ronda Rousey?
It just means that 2 months of training to defend something, like I've been training probably, 13 years? I've been training for 13 years to do an arm bar. I've seen every single defense out there, and there's nothing that a girl can learn in a couple of months that I haven't seen for the past over a decade.
Okay. This thing with Liz coming out for this fight, you've fought many gay girls before, haven't you?
I'm sure I have, you know.
Just haven't announced it.
I think there are plenty, but it's never really an issue. No one ever really brought it up as being a big deal until now.
Okay. What does Liz bring to the dance this week?
Liz is a very unpredictable fighter. I've seen her come out to fights doing like flying knees and spinning back elbows and stuff like that. And she was brought in to fight Marlu Kunin for the Strikeforce title before, you know, she fought for the Strikeforce title before I did. Misha was supposed to fight Marlu and got injured, and 8 days' notice, Marlu took the fight. And she was just a huge underdog, and no one thought that she would do anything, and she just dominated the champion at the time for 4 rounds straight. And at the very end, she just got caught in, you know, a tiny mistake she made and got caught in a triangle, and that was it. And I just think that she's not given nearly enough respect. She is one of the best 135-pound girls in the world, and she's the only chick that wanted this fight. Everybody else wanted more time or, you know, whatever reasons that they wanted, and she was the only one demanding the fight since the day that it was announced that women were going to be in the UFC. So get what you asked for.
Okay. Ronda Rousey is our guest, folks, for UFC 157 Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, live on pay-per-view. Of course, the card starts at 2:30 p.m. on Facebook.com before switching off to FX Cable at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. I didn't see you at the President's Inaugural. How come?
President's inaugural, where was that?
I mean, that's the biggest party. It's the biggest party in the country. I figured the biggest superstar in MMA would be there.
Where was that? Was it in Washington?
Washington, D.C. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would I be in Washington?
Because you're the diva that you are.
All right. No, it's the weirdest question I've gotten so far.
Okay.
I care more about that than anything else, even the president.
All right, I got a question for you. Victor Arcinian. I knew him as a boxer. He was 112-pound, 118-pound champion. He's from Armenia. He's Armenian. And evidently, he threw down with you in the judo gym a couple of months ago. Tell me about that.
I have no comment.
What do you mean no comment, Rhonda? Come on. He talked all this smack. He said no girl could throw him down. Evidently, you threw him like six times in a row and then got him in an arm bar quicker than you can say Victor Arcinian. And before he could tap out, his people threw in the towel. Will you confirm or deny that?
You can think that all you want. I'm not confirming anything.
Rhonda Rouse is our guest, folks. Have you ever entertained the thought of a mixed match?
I mean, when I was in judo, I had to do it sometimes because I would show to tournaments that I wouldn't be beating girls and I'd fight in the guys' division. But for MMA, I don't think it'd be very good. I mean, I think I would win, you know, and that would be great. And people would be like, oh, cool, girl beat up a guy, but... You know, God forbid I'd have a bad night or I catch a cold or I trip on the tape or something happens. Seeing a guy beat up on a chick on TV is not really going to do anything positive for the sport, I think.
Okay. What do you, how do you see this fight with Liz going? I mean, is it going to be any different from any of the other fights? We'd be looking for the arm bar right away or what?
I'm never looking for an arm bar right away. They just present themselves very quickly. I'm just looking for whatever presents itself. She could be so overly defensive of takedown that she's easier to knock out, or she could be so defensive of the arm bar that she's easier to get a TKO on. I'm always looking at what's available, not for what I specifically want to do.
Okay. Is there any chance of you appearing on one of these UFC on Fox shows this year, or are you going to be mainly a pay-per-view entity?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about the rest of the year besides this fight. This fight's the only thing I'm really worried about. And so whatever they want to do, they're the boss, but I haven't heard anything about it yet.
You know, you sound extremely relaxed. I heard you yawn there. It's got to be like what, your 17th, 18th interview of the day or what?
Yeah. I've been on the phone for, I don't know, over an hour, and they just keep patching me in from interview to interview to interview. And the thing that sucks is, like, once, like, they patch me through to the actual, like, radio thing, it's, like, really, really, really quiet. So I'm, like, pressing the phone to my head and, like, plugging my other ear, and, like, I'm starting to get a headache.
And I'm doing the same thing on this end.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because I'm not in the studio. I'm actually in Dallas, Texas. Studios are in San Francisco, but I went down to Dallas to see a friend of mine that's dying, so we're doing this via phone to phone to phone. But I thank you so much for your time, and I wish you the best of luck this Saturday night. Ronda Rousey, you're a terrific addition to the world of MMA. You're a classy lady. And what more can I say? You are the queen of mixed martial arts. God bless you, and good luck Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a good one, hon.
Rowdy one, Ronda Rousey, you know, she's, like, captivating. Even when she yawns, it's a big deal. You got to bring it up, okay? Of course, tonight, going in the main event, UFC 157. It's a good card, no question about that. I mean, you know, Lyoto Machida and Dan Henderson, that's a fight worth watching. I told you Koscheck and Robbie Lawler, Brendan Schaub and LeVar Johnson. Of course, the entire card starts at 3:35 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook.com. You get to watch fights there until 5 o'clock Pacific time. Then at 5 o'clock Pacific time, the UFC switches gears and switches channels and moves over to FX Cable. Okay, that's for 2 hours. They're on FX Cable for 2 hours. Then, of course, they go to the pay-per-view end of the card, UFC 157. Of course, the main event, as I mentioned, Rowdy Ronda Rousey, the number one star in the world of MMA right now. Will that translate into pay-per-view buys tonight? Is the curiosity factor enough with women that they want to see her? See, I always thought that she should have been put on Fox TV first. That's why I dropped that question on her. You know, did you ever entertain the thought of fighting on free TV, Fox TV? Because if she fights on Fox TV and all these women get to see her for free, then guess what? They're buying the pay-per-view next time. But if you don't show them, it's like the crack dealer philosophy in the ghettos, okay? You give a guy a little crack, and you get him hooked. That's what you do with Ronda Rousey. You give a little Ronda Rousey on Fox TV for free. Then you come back with Ronda Rousey against some in some big fight on pay-per-view, and guess what? All of a sudden, you've got a new element to the pay-per-view basis, right? Women buying the fights because they want to see another woman fight. And let's be honest, women, there are more women in this world than the United States anyway, especially in Colombia, man. The women outnumber the guys down there like 2-1. But that's a story, different story for another day. But women are, there are more women in this planet than there are men. So I think with Ronda, you know, becoming the MMA star that she is, trying to instill or to indoctrinate women into the world of mixed martial arts, you know, women that aren't, don't have boyfriends and want to watch the UFC or anything like that, aren't into sports. But I think when with a woman, with a flag bearer that Ronda Rousey is and will be, I think it'll be a tremendous addition if she was to go to Fox TV. And speaking of Ronda Rousey, and I brought the question up to her, you know, what's up with Chris Cyborg Santos? I mean, she's got nowhere to go in this world. I mean, nowhere. She doesn't. She can fight for chump change with the Evicta people. I don't know what they're promising her, but it couldn't be anything like the money she would make for a fight with Ronda Rousey on the UFC card later this year, okay? So that big fight of 2013 doesn't look like it's going to happen, or maybe it will. Maybe, you know, this is Cyborg Santos' way of negotiating her way into the fight somehow, but it doesn't sound that way the way Ronda Rousey was sounding. I mean, she sort of like was sort of negative on the fight ever happening in the year 2013. Of course, that was going to be the major, major fight for the year 2013. Speaking of the UFC, don't forget, the UFC will be on Fuel TV. That's 1 week from today. Fuel TV, Wanderlei Silva. We'll get into that in just a second. But straight up, you know, the UFC is very, very out there. What I mean is out there is there's lots of visibility. You can watch them on Fuel TV. You can watch them sometimes on YouTube. You can watch them on various websites around the world through Justin.TV and then, you know, Sports Nation or whatever that sport, Box Nation out of the UK. I mean, there's all kinds of places you can watch the UFC if you don't have, like, cable TV. I'm not trying to encourage you to do any pirating or anything like that, but, you know, you can buy it around the world for real cheap, $2.50, $3 sometimes to watch a fight on a stream. Why not? You know, versus $60, versus $70 for high definition on the television. So shop around. Watch, of course, UFC. It's on the Ultimate Fighters on FX cable and, you know, this fight for 2 hours a night, this fight card will be on FX cable. And as I said, the Ultimate Fighter. And then Thursday nights, you've got the alternative to the UFC, the UFC alternative. And that's the Bellator Fighting Championships. Of course, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Pretty good fight cards each and every week. You've got hungry fighters. Some of these tournament fights you've got, like King Mo when he got beat by Emmanuel Newton the other night. Man, ba-boom. Good Lord. You got to keep your hands up. I keep telling you that. Keep your hands up. Listen, consider your chin and your head a castle. Your castle needs guards. Guess what? The only two guards you have in the world of combat sports are your hands. Keep them up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Who's that lady? Rowdy Ronda Rousey on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair.
And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Ah, the Duke John Wayne. Of course, before that, it was Vitor Belfort. Of course, the light heavyweight teenage prodigy now making noise at 185 pounds. Will he fight Wanderlei Silva, a fellow Brazilian? Probably not. Speaking of Brazil, Wanderlei Silva going Saturday, March 2nd on USC on Fuel TV, number 8 from Japan, of course, in the main event. Wanderlei, 34-12, 1-0 contest. I think he should hang him up, straight it up. Taking on Brian Stann, 12-5. 205 pounds, again, Wanderlei should be hanging him up. But, you know, he returns to the scene where he enjoyed his greatest glory when he was with the Pride Fighting Championships in, of course, the Land of the Sun, Japan. Mark Hunt, a vertically challenged heavyweight. He's like 5'10", 265. Like 5'10", 280 come ring time. Kid you not, only 8-7 is a fighter, but coming into his own, winning a couple of fights of late. And according to the UFC website, the Stefan Struve guy is 7 foot tall, 238 pounds. That's going to be something. Short, fat Samoan guy, big, tall, skinny guy, 29.5. Interesting. That is UFC on Fuel TV next Saturday, March the 2nd, from Japan. Now tonight, UFC 157 begins at 5:30 p.m. Take it back, 3:30 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook, 5 o'clock p.m. on FX Cable, and 7 o'clock p.m. on pay-per-view. Until next week, much peace, much respect. Remember, it is so very hard to go.